Welcome to Simple Tips to Support Yourself, the podcast series that's here to help you master the art of adulting without losing your mind. Each episode will dive into simple, practical tips from the Fresh Starts experts on how to tackle life's daily obstacles with a little less chaos and a little more confidence. Whether it's figuring out finances, tackling that never-ending laundry pile, or even learning how to make a doctor's appointment without breaking into a cold sweat, we've got you covered. So grab your coffee and get ready to learn, laugh, and maybe even feel like you've got this whole being an adult thing under control. Let's do this together, because here at Fresh Starts, you never have to adult by yourself.
Hi, I'm Renee Coleman. I am a residential mortgage lender.
Okay, Renee, we're so happy to have you here because we have a lot of people over at Fresh Starts who are in the process of, you know, maybe moving for a job or buying their first house. We all know single women are out buying houses more than men right now, and we love to help them build registries for their new house. So one of the questions we get a lot, and I had no idea when I was buying a house for the first time, what do you need to have in order financially to even start looking to purchase a house?
Sure. So there's a couple of things you'll want to sort of have in order to get the process started. So first thing is your credit. You want to make sure not only that you have a good credit score, but you want to know what credit you have out there. What credit is in your name? So there's lots of places you can go to look for that. You know, credit card companies will let you see a copy of your credit report. Credit Karma is another one that you can, you know, get a copy, but you want to see what's out there, what's in your name. I know I forget, you know, I've got things from years ago. I've got things that I might be an authorized user on. So you want to know what's out there. The biggest reason for that is something called DTI, which is debt to income ratio. So a lender's going to look at how much debt do you have out there? Not necessarily what you owe, but what's your monthly payment? Because that's going to be calculated in to determine how you qualify for a mortgage. So just know, you know, what your score looks like and what debts are in your name. Another part of that is talking to your lender. Talk to a lender early. There's no obligation to talk to a lender. So a lender can also pull your credit, look to see what's out there in your name. If there's anything that needs to be worked on, I tell people it's never too early to talk to a lender. Even if you're, you know, a couple of years out, that's okay, because maybe there's a little bit of work that needs to be done, right? So the sooner you do that, the better. There's no judgment. Believe me, we've seen it all. But we can point you in the right direction, you know, to get you towards qualifying for a mortgage. The other thing that we look at is what do you have saved up? What kind of funds do you have saved up? There's so many programs out there. There are first-time buyer programs. There are down payment assistance programs. You typically need a little bit of your own money. But again, it'll depend on your circumstances. So, you know, have your funds sort of a separate savings account to go towards that purchase. Another thing you want to look at or that a lender will look at is your income. So depending how you earn your income, a lender's going to ask, you know, how long you've been at a job. So we need a 2-year history, but it doesn't have to be at the same job, in the same industry. It can even be you were in school. So if you were in school, that's okay. That actually counts towards your work history, even though there obviously wasn't any income. So it's still okay. If you were a stay-at-home mom, we still need 2 years of history, but we can go back to before you were a mom. So there's lots of things, again, that a lender can help you with, but just knowing what a lender is going to look for, right? If you're self-employed, we're going to need some tax returns. Again, there's lots of different programs out there. Sometimes we only need 1 year. Sometimes we need 2 years of that self-employment income, but tax returns typically. Now, these are sort of the most common loan programs. There's so many other programs available out there now. So if you don't quite fit into this, you know, little square box, depending on the lender, there are other opportunities, and one thing I always like to mention that people forget, if you're receiving child support and or alimony, that can be used as income to qualify for a mortgage as well. So even if you think, well, I don't have any income, well, that actually is income. And then if you want to go way outside the box, you don't actually need income to purchase a home. If you have lots of assets, you can purchase a home with just funds in a retirement account or a stock portfolio. So there's lots of opportunities out there. But I think the biggest thing is to talk to a lender, because a lender is going to be able to, like I said, point you in the right direction. So those are some of the tips that I tell people, have some paperwork in order, know a little bit about your income and your credit, but that will help you in the process make it that much easier.
I have so many questions for you, Renee. I feel like we need a whole episode. I'm literally jotting down questions. So the first thing I want to say is, as a divorced person myself, I want to just make a note with what you said, check your credit cards and see what's open. Yeah. There were accounts that we had opened as a marital couple that we forgot about, right? Until I did Credit Karma and I was like, oh shit, this is still open. So definitely if you were in a partnership or if you were married, or even I would say a business, right? Partnership with somebody, check to make sure that there's not still cards open, because sometimes are. Yeah.
And then be careful. Don't close any accounts. Again, talk to your lender, because closing accounts is actually going to hurt your credit score.
Okay, we need to just have you come back for a full Renee Educates Us episode here, because I didn't know that. Okay. Secondly, how the heck do you find a lender, Renee? And does it have to be somebody that lives in your state? Can it be anybody? Can it be you?
So I do recommend working with somebody that is not a national bank. There's a bunch of online banks that will do financing. They're not as good as somebody that's local to you. Local is a little bit better.
Okay.
In this crazy market that we're in right now, and it's a seller's market still in most places in the country, when you list a house for sale and you have a realtor that you're working with, the realtor is going to sit down with you and look at any offers to purchase that you've received for your house. And of course, the first thing they're going to look at is who's offering me the most money,
right?
But the next thing that they're going to look at is who's the financing through. And if it's somebody local, you are more apt to get your offer accepted. Whereas if you use maybe one of those national online lenders, I won't mention any names, but sometimes they're not as good. They're not as quick. They have a lot of deals fall apart.
So,
using somebody local, a local lender that your realtor is familiar with, and you can ask your realtor, they'll tell you. Otherwise, there's some national directories that you can use to find out, who's a good lender in my area, a busy lender in my area.
Right.
If they're getting lots of deals, they're likely good at what they do.
Where do you work, Renee?
So I'm in New England. So I work pretty much Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
Okay. Yeah. And I will plug that as well. Like, when I was going through my divorce, I had to refinance my house and I worked with a local guy. He was amazing. And it like saved me, because it was like he did all the work that I had no idea, obviously, what I was doing. So I love that. And obviously, maybe if you don't know how to find somebody, reach out to somebody like Renee. I'm sure you have connections all over of people that are legit.
I do.
So another question, because we have a lot of people that listen, and you touched on this, but if you are a freelancer, what do you do? Mm-hmm. You provide tax returns?
Tax returns. Yeah.
Okay.
So you likely receive 1099s.
Yep.
If you're a gig worker, and at the end of the year, you add up all of your 1099s, right? And then you subtract any of your expenses. And that's what goes on.
Okay.
Typically, you're using a Schedule C on your federal tax return. And that Schedule C is what a lender would use to determine your income. Okay. So, but that's a good question because people will say, you know, oh, I made $100,000.
Yeah.
And then I wrote off, you know, $99,000, right?
Yeah.
So as a lender, we're using that bottom line.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I feel like, you know, freelancers, it is so tricky. So that's a whole other conversation too, but helpful knowledge. Okay, Renee. So if somebody's listening to this and they would love to work with you, how can they get in touch with you? And again, like, what do you do? Do you work virtually in all these areas? Like, how can you support people?
Yeah. So I mentioned that I'm in the New England area, but I can do loans all over the country.
Okay.
So that comes into play a little bit when I talked about, you know, having a local lender. Sometimes it's easier when somebody knows the market that you're in, you know, and is familiar with the homes and types of homes available. But to reach me, you can find me on my website, teamreneecoleman.com. Or you can reach out to me at 978-737-7489. And if I can't help you, or, you know, I'll tell you if you need somebody local and I can help refer to somebody local that I know.
Yeah, obviously you can find Renee also at Fresh Starts Registry in the Expert Guide. And I will say too, I liked what you said about starting a relationship with a lender before you even like think about buying a house. So if you are listening to this and you're like, you know what, in 5 years, I would like to buy a house. I'd like to have my family in a house. Now is the time, right? To like get in touch with somebody like Renee. So reach out to Renee. She will point you in the right direction. She obviously knows everything about this. And it is a very complicated topic. So I would definitely start working with a lender as soon as you can. Renee, we appreciate you being part of Fresh Starts so much. And we're going to have you come back and talk about a lot more here because there's a lot to talk about. So
There is.
Thank you so much.
I would love to.
Yes, anytime. Thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. A Fresh Story podcast is produced by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to begin again, from home items to hype team and everything in between. You can learn more and read today's show notes at afreshstory.com.